If telling the truth about Obamacare gets you fired, then it's time to get Big Brother out of the healthcare business now. Fox News jumped right on it when Hannity called Obama's hotline to bypass the glitches on healthcare.gov.
President Obama on Monday urging people who were trying to sign up for Obamacare and couldn't get online to call the hotline. Well, on my radio program, we took the president, we took his advice, we called the number that he gave out, and a very nice, very pleasant woman named Earlene Davis picked up and answered every question we had, was very patient. Here's part of that conversation.
How come it's so hard to get on this website, though?
Everyone is trying to get in at one time, and we're having a lot of glitches in the system.
A lot of glitches in the system. Did they tell you to tell us that?
We have a script for that.
So people are reporting to you the real deal?
Yes, sir, they are.
Have you ever caught anybody that really likes it yet?
No, not really.
You were, by the way, you were kind, you were patient, you were helpful. You answered all our questions, which I think was actually a benefit because we have a big radio audience. We're on over 500 stations, and so that would result in fewer people calling. But the next day, what happened?
They fired me.
She's not the only one who got fired. Already, 2 million private health insurance holders saw their plans canceled. And the price is jacked up due to the Obamacare mandate that forces every policy to meet a one-size-fits-all requirement. Why is it then, with 2 million pushed out of their plans, with 17 million more terminations coming, is Obama's former Jewish advisor, David Axelrod, claiming otherwise? Are we really that stupid to believe yet another Obamacare lie?
There have been website disasters in private industry as well. So let's
none of them spent $800 million building a website.
Let's push that aside. You talk about transparency. This is the first time in history that you can make an apples-to-apples comparison about health care plans, online in front of you.
Except with your old plan, because you're no longer eligible to buy your own plan, which was the number one promise that the president made to the American people.
Most people are going to keep their own plan, Senator, and you know that.
That's not
there
true.
There were some plans.
That's right. Not true. Obamacare forces people to pay for coverage they neither want nor need. It's all by design. Big Brother knows better how to spend your money. You'll never see your old plan or your favorite doctor again. Yet Obama vowed that everyone could keep their plan and keep their doctor. Earlene Davis told the truth about Obamacare and got fired. Obama lies about Obamacare and gets a free pass.
After weeks of questions about whether the Obamacare website could be fixed and when, many policy experts say that is masking what is the real issue here, how much these plans will actually cost. It was one of President Obama's key selling points for his new health care law.
If you've got health insurance, it doesn't mean a government takeover. You keep your own insurance. You keep your own doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
NBC News senior investigative correspondent Lisa Myers found buried in the 2010 Obamacare regulations language predicting a reasonable range for the percentage of individual policies that would terminate is 40% to 67%.
We're on our way to a single-payer system, my friends. Big Brother wants your body. And Harry Reid says everyone will be overjoyed to pay big taxes for it, too.
Hold on to your seat, or more like your wallet, because Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's on the hunt for more money, as in more taxes, and says you're fine with that.
The only people who feel there shouldn't be more coming into the federal government from the rich people are the Republicans in the Congress. Everybody else, including the rich people, are willing to pay more. They want to pay more.
So are all of you really willing to pay more in taxes?
Not if they're wasting the money that they're collecting.
No, I'd like to pay less because we pay a lot.
Not unless I get something for it, and I'm not getting much for it right now, other than listening to people fight in Washington.
And why have so many Jewish groups come out for the Obamacare scam? Centralization consolidates Jewish control. That's why. Every single Jewish senator voted for Obamacare. And all four Jewish judges on the Supreme Court tipped Obamacare into law and into the taxpayers' lap. Obamacare began with a lie, and the scam keeps on growing. If Obama can't take $400 million and get a website built, what makes you think he can solve health care with all of our money? My friends, it's time for some good old civil disobedience. Already the 20 to 30 age group are nixing the plan. If you value your freedom, don't sign up for Obama's healthcare scam.